We're foggy today.
I know. Hey, I'm like,
my
seriously.
My excuse is food poisoning. Molly's
my excuse
is
just stupid. I just am dumb today. Like, dumb.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, we got tickets to Rebecca Rosen. If you didn't already know that, you need to go to bigpartyshow.com and just enter your email. All right, it's right there. It's easy. Everyone's entering, so you should do it too. It's a great event. The event is going to be at the Jewish Community Center Saturday, April 25th from 1 to 4. And then
25th. Oh, man, I'm like way out of it. Sorry.
Yeah, no, you're okay. It's the 25th. And then Nate Bargatze's later on that night.
Yeah.
And we got your keyword that we're going to give to you here in about 15 minutes. You are out of it. What is up with that? The 24th.
I just can't even keep track of the days. I still can't believe that we're this far into April.
Yeah.
You know, like it was like tax day this week. And I was like, what?
Yeah, I know.
I'm talking about how everybody's getting these big returns.
Yes.
And I'm like, you know where those are going? Right into my gas tank.
Yes, for sure. Did you see, carpooling is making a big comeback right now. Yeah, it's because of gas and also just basically it's just the roads suck. Dry, you know, rush hour sucks. Gas sucks. Everything sucks about it. So there are people are starting to do it again. There's even apps people out there. But there's some I have back when the gas was bad a long time ago, you know, back in 2020, that happened again. And I had a buddy that was carpooling. He was working downtown. So basically off of 370 in the highway over there in the interstate. There's a spot where you can park your cars by the lake over there, Chalco Lake. And then you just meet people and they, you know, pick you up.
Hop in.
And, yeah, you just hop into strangers' cars. He said it was weird because you don't know anybody.
That would be, I don't know if I'd like that. I mean, it'd be fine if you were talking to people that you work with. We were like, hey, we're all kind of coming from the same area. Like, why don't we just meet up at Chaco Lake and go? But like, just like, are you Steve?
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Sounds like a carjacking waiting to happen. Like, honestly.
I know. But I mean, if you got to save money for gas, I guess that's the way to do it.
Have you started, I weigh things now.
What
like
do you mean
not
weigh?
Like literally weigh, but like I will normally I would just be like, oh, I'll just run to the store real quick and grab that. Now I'm like, necessary? Can we cook around it? Or, you know, that kind of thing where I'm thinking more about cost per mile type of thing. Like is it worth it to drive and get that? Or can I just wait and make it all part of a loop that I have to do later in the week?
Yeah, I don't go anywhere. So my gas lasts me a month. You know. So and I just paid like $3.25 or something. So I mean that's kind of average. I just went to Sam's Club. They have the disc. I don't even know if it's discounted. They claim it is, but I have no idea. So yeah, I kind of do weigh what I do is weigh, do I really need to buy that anymore? Like I've mastered going to these warehouse stores and just buying like one thing.
How?
I've mastered that because I realize that I'm spending so much money on stuff that I don't need. You know, I just don't need. And when there's just two of us, cause you know, we're empty nesters, it's completely changed. Like I got food poisoning yesterday and it's because I got food poisoning. I should have led with that. Yeah.
You should have. Are you okay?
It was awful. It was awful. I don't know what's going on with the produce anymore, but I can't seem to win with the produce. So I had some cucumbers, and for some reason I woke up yesterday and it was just a mess all day. I just didn't feel good at all. And it was, you know, everything was bad.
Yeah.
We'll just say that without details. And so I realized, well, I didn't know what it was because I had like grilled chicken the day before. So I'm thinking maybe it's chicken. Maybe it's the chicken. And then the day before that, I had some steak. I'm like, maybe it's the steak. So I threw away the steak And as I look on the counter and there's a bag of those cucumbers,
mm-hmm.
right? There's just bag. And I look at it and it's like half of them are rotted on the ends. And I couldn't even tell. And I'm like, oh my God, that's what it is. So the day before, what was happening is that I was super hungry. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I got to eat something real quick just to get me to dinner time or whatever. So I was just mowing on these cucumbers. But see, what I do is this is like depression era preparation.
Uh-huh.
What I do is when I end and empty a jar of pickles,
uh-huh.
instead of just throwing out the juice because the juice lasts a much longer, I just reinsert pickles. Like cucumbers
to make your own pickling. That's not a bad idea, actually. It's a great idea.
Yeah, you can put anything in there. You can put carrots. You can put onions. You can put whatever you want. So that's what it was. And so when I grabbed these things and I took the first bite, I'm like, well, that isn't crispy. It's almost mushy. I'm like, oh, it must be the type of, I don't know, maybe the type of cucumber.
Right. Anyway, like it wasn't like it's just like, eh.
Yes.
Uh-uh. Nope.
So I ate like six of them. And boy, did I pay. I paid that's like bad. No other. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know what the deal was, but yeah. So that's what I've been doing. I just like,
happy
I don't
food
need it,
news.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of like, you know, we always try to like, you and I, we're pretty good about trying new things as far mm-hmm. as like stuff we see at the store. So this friend of mine, he and his husband like swear by this enchilada bake that they have at Costco.
Oh.
And
I've never gotten it.
Like I've seen it, but I've never gotten it. And it's like, all of a sudden I was like the other day, I was like, I'm getting that. Like, I want to try that.
Why not?
Well, because the reason I'd never gotten it, and this is the burden of being a mother sometimes, is that you know that you want to eat it, but nobody else in the house might want to eat it.
Yes.
So like you sacrifice yourself on the altar of pleasing all of the other residents of the house at the expense of yourself. I finally decided to be greedy. And I was like, I'm getting this enchilada bake. This guy's told me about it. He says it's great. It looks delicious. We're getting it. So we went to the movie the other night and I had it all planned out. I was like, then we're coming home and having this enchilada bake. And everyone's like, okay, I mean, it's obviously mom's day. Like we went to a movie that she wanted to see and now we're going to have a meal that she wants to have. What I didn't realize is that it takes an hour to bake.
Oh, okay. So it's like a regular, it's like fresh.
It's almost like lasagna. Yeah, no. It's not frozen. It's in there, you know, where they've got like their pot pies and they've got their soup and all that stuff. It's there.
Okay. What I meant is
it's
fresh.
So I didn't realize that it was like a lasagna and that it needed to cook for an hour.
Uh-huh.
So we got home from this movie at like 6:30 and I was like, we're eating at like 8. Like I preheated the oven thinking that, 20, 30 minutes, we'll be eating. It'll be great. And the kids are like, I am starving. I'm like, 20 more minutes.
Did they like it? Did
they
all
did.
Eat it? Okay, good. Now you have
everybody loved it. Even my husband, even Peter was like, more please, like get this again. I was so excited because I loved it. Like it was gone.
Was it really?
Yes. Like
Is it big? Because I can get that and I'd have to eat it by myself because Wylene couldn't eat it. Is it
Wylene wouldn't be able to eat it. It's really yummy. They make it with their rotisserie chicken.
Okay.
The kids are so funny. It has beans in it, you know, like black beans and pinto beans. And they're like, beans are gross. So they're like picking them out and put them on the side of the plate. I was like, you guys are so like, really? They're like, beans, ew. I'm like, beans are fantastic. Like, I could live off of beans and never eat meat.
100% for sure.
Right?
For sure,
So it's got beans, it's got cheese, it's got enchilada sauce, it's got vegetables, it's got all sorts of stuff. It's really stinking good. What you could do, and anybody listening who has tried this, please email us, bigpartyshow@gmail.com.
No, it's BPA. BPS
Wait, I'm thinking
crasher.
Of our website. I am seriously out of it today.
bpscrasher@gmail.com. Write it down and put it in front of you, Mom.
I have it right here. I think I'm losing my mind today.
I think so. All right.
But I would love to know if you can freeze it.
Sure.
you know what I mean? You? Like if you can portion it and then freeze it and then cook it, or do you have to cook it first and then freeze it? Like, I'm curious because it needs to be baked.
Okay. My opinion, I would cook it after. I would freeze it because once you freeze the cooked noodles, for example, it gets gross.
Okay.
They don't hold. So yeah, I would, unless someone else knows, you can email us at the correct email.
I mean, please, the correct email.
You know what I really want? I never get those prepared things. And I love checking them all out. And sadly, I just don't do it. At Sam's Club, they have the same type of section, you know, with stuff. And they have all the time, they have this like macaroni and cheese.
Yes.
And it's just a bunch of cheese on top of some noodles. I so want to buy that.
It's so good.
Bad.
Costco has a version. I can't speak to Sam's, but I think it's all the same. Honestly, like I think they all have the same recipe. It's just whatever club you go to.
Yeah.
We've gotten it before for big family parties, you know, because it like we have a ton of kids. And like if you're going to have a dinner where the kids are going to be like, I don't want roast beef. You're like, fine, here's macaroni and cheese. But like you don't have to make it, but it's a nice one. I highly recommend that. It's a good side or a good main for kids.
So that enchilada is good, huh?
Yes. God, like I keep thinking about it. Like I almost want to go to Costco just to get it again. Like,
yeah,
because there were no leftovers. I mean, honestly, we went through the whole thing. There were no leftovers. I was like, I was really counting on leftovers. I was really counting on the fact that this was not going to be a meal win, that this was going to be something where I'm like, fine, I'll eat it.
So tell me, is it big? How many people does it? I know it served you four, but you also got two kids in there.
Right. I got like, so they come in these rectangle pans, you know, that you can put in the oven and like a rectangle foil pan.
Okay.
And I would say it could serve 4 to 6 people depending on how big the serving is. Like if you're using it as a side, then you can feed more people. But as you're using it as a main, I don't know, maybe we're fatties and you're not supposed to have like, I mean, I would say I probably had a serving and a half because I really liked it. And I would definitely say that Peter had probably a serving and a half or two servings. So maybe it feeds 6 and we were just really piling it on. Full disclosure. Somebody's like, that feeds 18 people. I'd be like, it fed 4.
Yeah, I need to look into that. I need to go there and get some things anyway. But back to the Walt warehouse, Molly, I have nailed it down. I do not get extra stuff. I do not look at stuff and go, I should get that. It's just, I mean, I've spent, and I think we all have, tons of money at those stores.
Yes.
Because you impulse buy all the time. And
I like the clothes, though.
So, the clothes look good, and I need clothes.
Right.
I need clothes right now. And I have friends that's all they buy is all of their wardrobe right there at those Sam's Club and Costco.
My uncle just got a pair of Izod jeans for $10 at Costco.
Izod jeans? What are those?
Izod's the brand.
I know the brand, but I've never heard of Izod jeans before.
I guess they make jeans.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like instead of Levi, it's Izod. And he bought a pair of jeans, $10.
What size is Peter's waist? Do you know by chance? Just a rough guess.
No idea.
Okay, because jorts are on sale right now. I was going to buy him a pair.
Don't. Now I'm really not going to. Like before I was like, I can figure it out. Now I'm like, no, I have no incentive to figure it out. I should get him a pair of jorts for Father's Day.
You should. Why not?
Yeah,
why not?
Just treat him.
Let him live his dad life. Just let him live his dad life.
It's true. He's earned it. He has earned it.
But I mean, when
I just like
younger,
getting athletic shorts for the kids there.
Yeah, for sure.
Because then it's just like you can get like a 3-pack for like $17. You're like done and done.
Yeah, they have everything. They have everything there. You know, it's a strange deal, but. You know, at the same time, whatever. I saw some people are doing this new hack with the Costco food.
What?
I haven't seen them do it at any videos. They're basically taking the hot dog off of the bun and rolling it up in a pizza and eating it like that. And then also there's like a bread thing. Isn't there like a bread?
Yeah.
They're hollowing that out, you know, cutting the thing out and stuffing that hot dog in there. Like it's none other than eating. And they say it's great. So it's fat eating all day.
I know.
Long.
Talk about like, you're like, I wanted to find more calories. So yes. I found a way to eat a hot dog plus another meal.
Hey, I got some A-list stuff right here. I just saw Travis and Taylor. Mm-hmm. It's making the headlines. They've completely cut out their parents for with wedding planning. 100%. Just those two and a wedding planner because it's that secretive of a wedding. Isn't that nuts?
Her mom is like her best friend.
Yeah, they're all cut off. They're all cut off. I think I want to say Travis's mom talks too much to the people. She spilled some stuff. She was on that one show. I can't remember the show. There's some reality show. And she spilled out a bunch of stuff. Walked out the door and just blah, 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 said it all. You know? So
really?
I think it's a lot of that. So, yeah, they are down just those two. I can't wait till it's over. I can't
wait to see what it is. It's going to be amazing.
It is. It is. Yeah. So there you go. Taylor and Travis all on their own.
That's not a bad thing. I mean, especially when you're trying to plug up the leaks. And at least it's not like just Donna's getting cut out, but like Mrs. Swift too. Like, I think it'd be bad if it was like, listen, Travis, just your mom. Like, she can't be. But like, they're like, no, everybody. Like, it's just going to be the two of us as opposed to like creating that tension.
I wonder if that would just
drive the moms crazy, especially mother of the bride.
Wouldn't it drive her crazy? You would think so. One, that there's that trust factor, but two, don't you want to be a part of her first wedding planning? I mean, she's never been married before.
Her first.
Hey.
Oh.
You never know.
You only get married for the first time once.
Yes, I know.
That's it. After that, it's just phoning it in.
Yeah, her second will be completely different, for sure. So
Coachella was this last weekend.
Uh-huh.
And it's always bananas. Like, they always have all sorts of it. It's too big for where it's at. It's in the middle of the desert. You and I have both been there to that Joshua Tree area, the Palm Springs,
Yeah.
And it's a desert. It's hot and dry, and you put a bunch of people in tents there, and it's not great. So one of the funny things a bunch of influencers were talking about this Coachella was the fact that there was basically no lines for the food. That in the past there had been, you know, like in the past you'd be like queued up forever to go get your, you know, chicken strips or whatever, but everybody's on Ozempic, so there's like no lines for food.
Wow.
Yeah. Like this guy was like, here's my plate of food and let me show you the line I waited in to get it. And it's a ghost town. And you see people lined up like at the merchandise tents. I mean, it's not like nobody's there. Merch. They're all like lined up to get Bieber merch, Selena Carpenter merch, Coachella merch. And then you just see where like the food stalls are. And it's just
God. 1 in 8 are on some type of whatever you call it, GPLs right. or whatever the case is. GPL1. Uh-huh. What is it again?
GPL1.
GPL1. 1 in 8.
GLP1.
GLP1. We're foggy today.
I know. Hey, I'm like,
my
seriously.
Excuse is food poisoning. Molly's
my excuse is just stupid. I just am dumb today. Like, dumb. Dumb day.
1 in 8. Can you believe it? It's just going to grow from there because, I mean.
Apparently at Coachella, it's 7 in 8.
Yeah.
Which, it's such a skinny crowd, but like, leave it to them to somehow still be on Ozempic. Be like, I can't be skinny enough. I mean, you know, like the Kardashians and stuff have done it. Yeah. And it's hardly like they're like big people. But I think, you know, no matter what size you are, you can do it. But I just thought it was so funny that because in the past it's been everything about Coachella is a headache. you wait in lines for everything. You wait in lines for the bathroom. You wait in lines to charge your phone. You wait in lines to get into the fairgrounds, out of the fairgrounds. It doesn't matter. And then to all of a sudden see that you can like literally walk up to a window and be like, I'll have pizza, please. The people on the other side are probably like, thank God.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to be able to make cover my fare fees at this point. Somebody needs to eat this pizza.
I need to motivate. We need to motivate. Friday's motivation. Are you ready? Yes. I believe what you have left over is
it's disgusting.
Feel a drip down your leg and not know what it is. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's see what it is rolling down your leg.
It's kind of crazy when you think about it, that today is the tomorrow that you were worried about yesterday. And here you sit, worrying about tomorrow, but making it through today. Take that in for a second, man. Be here. Be there tomorrow. Just let what's gonna happen happen. And do your best to stay strong. You did it yesterday and the day before. Keep doing it. I'm proud of you.
Who is that guy?
I don't know. I was in the
random mood. Guy with sheet on his head and stick. That guy shouldn't be rolling out advice to anyone.
He's a mountain man. He's a mountain.
He's not even
man.
Wearing shoes.
That's what you do when you're out there in
Put
the mountains.
Put your feet in the grass, wrap your head in a towel, and start poking at stuff with sticks.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's called mental illness.
All right. So in the news, the FAA is all bent out of shape because of something that happened with a couple of pilots. So basically they were heard making animal noises over the air traffic control frequency at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. So this is a big deal. And this is all Molly right here.
Meow. Meow.
You guys, you need to be professional pilots. This is why you still fly an RJ.
They're like, this is for emergency use only. That's seriously the line that's supposed to be like, SOS, we are exploding in the sky. And these guys are like, meow,
meow, meow. Meow. God, I couldn't
that man is flying the plane.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Did you see that documentary yet about Sky King? Speaking of flying.
No.
It's out. Yeah, it's a crazy story about a guy that was working at an airport in, I want to say, Seattle or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he has no flying experience, kind of learn how to fly, by doing those simulators. But he's a young guy, maybe 30 years old or whatever. Well, anyway, he was fed up. So he took a plane, a commercial plane with nobody in it, no one in it, and took off.
Just flying around. I've had enough.
Yeah.
How much trouble did he get in?
Well, it ended badly. But anyway, he did a barrel roll. He did a
with
barrel
a
roll.
Commercial plane?
Yes. Yes. It's never been done. No one's ever. A plane like that is not even supposed to even do that. So he barrel rolled and he came within 10 feet, I believe they said, of the ground as he curved up. And he was such a nice kid. He's such a nice guy. He was all like, hey, just a normal guy apologizing and they wanted him. They wanted to figure out how to get him to land because, eventually you're going to run out of fuel.
And you keep saying was. Is he not with us anymore?
He's not with us anymore.
Is it because of the plane?
I'm not laughing at him. I'm laughing at
you. No, I'm just saying, is it because of the plane?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he told them, he said, I never really learned how to land.
They're like, so I don't think you really learned how to fly.
No.
I mean, that's the thing. You're like, I never learned how to land. You're like, well, add it to the list of stuff you didn't learn how to do.
He was turning, he was flipping stuff, and oh my God, he just figured everything out, which is kind of scary. But yeah, and so he had the conversation he had with the traffic controller and all that stuff, and I think there was another investigative lady that jumped on later, and it was with him, and he was just the nicest guy. It was too sad. Well, he had his family members, and they had their mom, and then there's brother. They all listened to it for the first time, listened to all of it, and it was all on this documentary and just the reaction
of
some of the things that he had said. Yeah, it's really good.
Thank you. No, thank you. I'd rather see a documentary about a kid who lands.
Yeah.
I don't need to see any more tragedy. I don't need to seek it out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's already enough, like, oh, God, in the world without being like, cue it up. Let's watch.
There's a lot of good documentaries out. We've been just kind of landing on those things, you know. And
I watched the latest one on Netflix, Noah Kahan, the artist.
Oh, my God. That is a fantastic, fantastic documentary.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. We know I'm familiar with Noah Kahan, but not. He is such a normal dude.
Yeah.
A normal guy. Parents divorced, living separately, still part of the family. The documentary is amazing. I didn't know what I was going to think about it. But yeah, that was a good one. That was really good.
I felt kind of bad for his family. Like, it's a tight-knit family. Like, yes. I didn't realize that he was one of four kids. Like, I didn't know much about his personal life. I knew that he had mental health struggles. I mean, you listen to the music and he's very frank about it in the lyrics. But what I kind of felt bad about the family was it sounded like he put out that album and never got a green light from the family about, like, I'm gonna be talking about everything.
Yes, I'm gonna blast
and that was the
out.
Thing. And there was this one scene towards the end of the film, the documentary, where he's at his mom's house and he's with his brother and he's like, yeah, like, you're okay with it though, right? And the mom's like, mm-hmm. And the brother's sitting there and you can just tell the brother's like, I'm not, but I'm not saying anything because we're on camera. But you can just look at that older brother's face and he's like, that was not cool. Like,
well, when he was on stage and he talked about, you know, if your folks are divorced,
it's
and he said,
fault.
Whose fault is it? It's your dad's fault. And they panned to the dad. And he's just standing there in the crowd going, oh.
I know. Well, and then he said that there was another time where he said something and his mom texted him later and was like, ouch. Like, he said something. And I mean, so I thought it was good that they showed it unvarnished, that it's not all this, like, everybody kumbaya, we're all, that there was a little bit of blowback, that he's a very imperfect artist, you know what I mean? Like, he's got his struggles, he does all this stuff, but he was completely transparent, which is really rare, you know, to see somebody warts and all. But man, that scene cracked me up though, when he's sitting there with his mom and his mom's partner and he's like, it's all good, right? And the mom's like, yes. Mm-hmm. And the brother wants to just, like, the brother's like sitting there, like, drinking his beer, like, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I know.
Yeah, it was great. No, I loved having all of our family law there.
It's such a good documentary. That was another one that I put the phone down and watch it. Hey, speaking of putting the phone down, have you tried the, I can't even remember what it was called now, the Maxing.
Yes, I did it this morning for 5 minutes.
Okay, cool.
I set an alarm on my phone.
Okay, yeah.
Well, and it wasn't, I didn't set an alarm because I wanted to know when to stop. I wanted to set an alarm because I didn't trust myself to truly go 5 minutes.
I like, see.
Do you know what I mean? See. Like, it's easy to think like that was 5 minutes and then look and be like, that was 90 seconds. I wanted to actually, and it really did. Like, the alarm went off and I was like, huh, that was 5 minutes. So I'll try 5 minutes again.
It explains your fogginess.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe that could be it. Your brain's like resetting. Like, all right, she didn't use her brain So now she doesn't know how to.
Right. Without my chemically dependent iPhone, my brain's like, yes, does not know how to work.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right, so keyword. Let's throw a keyword out there for Nate. And by the way, that show is coming up, man. You got a few more times to get that keyword. And on Tuesdays with the after party, there's a bonus keyword in there, all right, mm-hmm, that we give out as well. So that just gives you another opportunity. The keyword will be Molly. Molly.
Aww.
The keyword is Molly. All right,
so M-O-L-L-Y.
Yeah, M-O-L-L-Y. So that's all you got to do. All right, we're going to rock out of here. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
Squirrel in my fro, big party show. Breast will enlarge, big party show. The radio is on. Sitting on the John.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big party show.